This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Elementary Level, Paper FF120. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
What's Sophie going to give Ellie for her birthday tomorrow? Some jewellery?
Well, she got her a necklace last year. And she doesn't wear earrings. She's going to make her a cake.
Ellie will like that. And I'm going to give her some flowers.
B.
What's Esther making for dinner tonight? Did she say chicken?
No, that was last night. She's cooking some spaghetti.
Oh, good. I love pasta.
She wanted to make an omelette, but there are no eggs left, and it's too cold for salad. C.
What time is Sarah arriving? Is it 8:30 in the morning?
That's quite early. I thought it was at 9:30.
I'll check her message. Oh, it's 8:45.
Okay. I'll get up at 7:45 so I can have a shower before she arrives. D.
What's Bella wearing to the party? Her new jeans?
Well, it's quite hot, so she's going to wear a summer dress. The same as me.
Good idea. Your dress is very pretty. I think I'll wear shorts.
Okay. See you there. E.
What did Oliver do last night? Did he play football?
Fred played football and Oliver played tennis.
Oh, right. And I played volleyball on the beach. It was lovely sunny weather.
Yes, and warm enough to swim in the sea. F.
What was the weather like for William's holiday? Hot and sunny?
No, but he had a good time.
Did it rain all the time?
Yes, it did. But at least it didn't snow. It was quite warm.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
What's Sophie going to give Ellie for her birthday tomorrow? Some jewellery?
Well, she got her a necklace last year, and she doesn't wear earrings. She's going to make her a cake.
Ellie will like that, and I'm going to give her some flowers.
B.
What's Esther making for dinner tonight? Did she say chicken?
No, that was last night. She's cooking some spaghetti.
Oh, good. I love pasta.
She wanted to make an omelette, but there are no eggs left, and it's too cold for salad. C.
What time is Sarah arriving? Is it 8:30 in the morning?
That's quite early. I thought it was at 9:30.
I'll check her message. Oh, it's 8:45.
Okay. I'll get up at 7:45 so I can have a shower before she arrives. D.
What's Bella wearing to the party? Her new jeans?
Well, it's quite hot, so she's going to wear a summer dress. The same as me.
Good idea. Your dress is very pretty. I think I'll wear shorts.
Okay. See you there. E.
What did Oliver do last night? Did he play football?
Fred played football and Oliver played tennis.
Oh, right. And I played volleyball on the beach. It was lovely sunny weather.
Yes, and warm enough to swim in the sea. F.
What was the weather like for William's holiday? Hot and sunny?
No, but he had a good time.
Did it rain all the time?
Yes, it did. But at least it didn't snow. It was quite warm.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. Listen to this passage about the Women's World Cup and write the missing word in each space.
The FIFA Women's World Cup is an international football competition. The first Women's World Cup was in 1991 in China, and it takes place every 4 years. The USA, Japan, Norway, and Germany have all won the World Cup competition since it began. The famous cup weighs 4.6 kilograms and is 47 centimeters tall. It is silver and gold, and it is worth about $30,000. In 2015, the final women's match between the USA and Japan was the most watched football match in American history. Nearly 23 million people in the USA saw their country win for the third time. More than 750 million people from many different countries watched the competition. In 2019, the competition was in France. There were 24 teams from all over the world. They played in 9 different cities around the country. The final was between the USA and the Netherlands. The USA won by 2-0. The prize money for the winners was $4 million.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
The FIFA Women's World Cup is an international football competition. The first Women's World Cup was in 1991 in China, and it takes place every 4 years. The USA, Japan, Norway, and Germany have all won the World Cup competition since it began. The famous cup weighs 4.6 kilograms and is 47 centimeters tall. It is silver and gold, and it is worth about $30,000. In 2015, The final women's match between the USA and Japan was the most watched football match in American history. Nearly 23 million people in the USA saw their country win for the third time. More than 750 million people from many different countries watched the competition. In 2019, the competition was in France. There were 24 teams from all over the world. They played in 9 different cities around the country. The final was between the USA and the Netherlands. The USA won by 2-0. The prize money for the winners was $4 million.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to the passage about the chef, Raymond Blanc, and decide if the sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the correct column. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Raymond Blanc was born in 1949 in France, in a city called Besançon. He has 2 brothers and 2 sisters. Raymond's father enjoyed growing vegetables in the garden, and Raymond liked helping him. His mother was a very good cook, and Raymond liked to watch her working in the kitchen. The family did not have much money, but they always ate fresh, homemade food. When he was young, Raymond didn't know what work he wanted to do. He started studying to be a nurse. But one day he walked past a restaurant and looked inside. At that moment, Raymond knew he wanted to be a chef. He got his first job in a restaurant as a cleaner. He worked hard, and later he became a waiter. In 1972, he left France to live in the UK. He worked at a pub and taught himself to cook. He decided to become a chef. He opened his first restaurant in Oxford. Soon, it was the best restaurant in Oxford and won many awards. Now, Raymond has over 20 restaurants across the UK and a cookery school open to everyone, including children from 7 years old. There are French food courses and 40 others, such as bread making, Italian food, and barbecues.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Raymond Blanc was born in 1949 in France, in a city called Besançon. He has 2 brothers and 2 sisters. Raymond's father enjoyed growing vegetables in the garden, and Raymond liked helping him. His mother was a very good cook, and Raymond liked to watch her working in the kitchen. The family did not have much money, but they always ate fresh, homemade food. When he was young, Raymond didn't know what work he wanted to do. He started studying to be a nurse. But one day he walked past a restaurant and looked inside. At that moment, Raymond knew he wanted to be a chef. He got his first job in a restaurant as a cleaner. He worked hard, and later he became a waiter. In 1972, he left France to live in the UK. He worked at a pub and taught himself to cook. He decided to become a chef. He opened his first restaurant in Oxford. Soon, it was the best restaurant in Oxford and won many awards. Now, Raymond has over 20 restaurants across the UK and a cookery school open to everyone, including children from 7 years old. There are French food courses and 40 others, such as bread making, Italian food, and barbecues.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.